This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States renewed calls to ensure that innocent civilians fleeing the Israel-Hamas war are protected, and if their basic needs met separately, concerns about a wider regional conflict have led a U.S. senator to issue a strong warning against Iran and the Lebanon-based militia Hezbollah. VOA's Veronica Belderis Iglesias explains.
The IDF's spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner, was interviewed on ABC.
We are seeing that people are actually evacuating. Indeed, we would like to see the humanitarian organizations assisting in the evacuation of people for the welfare of people and not side with Hamas, telling them not to evacuate.
With more than 1 million Palestinian civilians potentially trying to move out of harm's way, the United States is working with its partners to ensure the humanitarian needs of the displaced are being met. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Sunday the Senate would push through a military aid package to help Israel in its war against the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas.
I, along with my colleagues here, will lead the effort in the United States Senate to provide Israel with the support required to fully defend itself from this monstrous attack. Again, to the Israeli people, America has your back.
Schumer, during a news conference in Tel Aviv, also said among Israel's requests are additional interceptors for its Iron Dome missile defense system, which has been operating nonstop, shooting down Hamas rockets from Gaza, and precision munitions. Another 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck part of western Afghanistan, where thousands of people died and entire villages were flattened by devastating quakes a week earlier. The aid agency Save the Children said four people died in Sunday's tremor. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. Countries have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations that is now complicated by the Israel-Hamas war. China has sought to balance its ties with Israel, with economic relations with Iran and Syria, which are strongly backed by Russia. Putin's visit is also a show of support for Chinese leader Xi Jinping's signature Belt and Road Initiative. China will be marking the 10th anniversary of Xi's announcement of the policy that has laden countries with heavy debt after they signed contracts for Chinese-financed infrastructure. The United Nations humanitarian chief says Sudan's war between the military and a powerful paramilitary group has killed up to 9,000 people and created one of the worst humanitarian nightmares in recent history.
Martin Griffiths' comments Sunday marked the six-month anniversary of the war, which has forced millions of people to flee their homes either to safer areas inside Sudan or in neighboring countries. Sudan was engulfed in chaos in mid-April when simmering tensions between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces exploded into open warfare. The fighting initially centered in Khartoum, but quickly spread to other areas across the East African nation, including the already conflict-wrecked Western Darfur region. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they are in talks about a bipartisan speakership solution. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Republicans nominated Congressman Jim Jordan as the next speaker, but it's unclear if he has the votes. When asked on NBC's Meet the Press about behind-the-scenes talks with Republicans on a bipartisan speakership, Democratic House Minority Speaker Hakeem Jeffries said,
"There are informal conversations that have been underway."
The New York Democrat says Republicans have a simple choice.
They can either double or triple down on the chaos, dysfunction, and extremism, or let's have a real conversation about changing the rules of the House.
Jeffries says so that
the extremists aren't able to dictate the agenda.
I'm Julie Walker.
Polish opposition leader Donald Tusk is declaring the beginning of a new era after three opposition parties appear to have won enough votes in Sunday's parliamentary election to oust the governing party. That party, Law and Justice, has bickered with international allies and faced accusations of eroding rule of law during its 8 years in power. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.